Yesterday I was looking through Krishna Karnamrita because I needed some reference for my writings on Gopal Mantra, which I found. And I was reading in the beginning the in the commentary, in the introduction to the commentary by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives the story of Bilba Mangal Thakur's life, which is something I listened to many, many times from Srila Prabhupada. It's a really wonderful story. And Srila Prabhupada actually tells more than what's in the book itself. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives some other points of interest that clarify the spiritual development and status of Bilba Mangal. If you know the story, Bilba Mangal Thakur was a South Indian Brahmin living on the banks of the Krishnaveni River. And he became attached to this prostitute, Chintamani. And he was also a devotee of sorts. And at the time of the death of Bilba Mangal's father, just during the ceremony, Bilba Mangal, a big storm came up, and Bilba Mangal just became so obsessed with enjoying the company of this Chintamani that he left the cremation ceremony and while the storm came up, swam across, held on a log, and crossed the river to the other side in the middle of a storm, and by which time night had also fallen. And because it was nightfall, so Chintamani's house was locked up, he couldn't get in. The only access he had was through the crossing the wall, boundary wall of the house. And of course it was a high wall, so how could he get in? And fortunately there was a snake whose tail was dangling out of a hole in the wall that it was living in. And Bilba Mangal grabbed onto that snake's tail and hauled himself up like that. Then once on the top, he fell over on the other side, fell into a ditch, and that sound of falling into the ditch that brought Chintamani's attendants, maidservants, to attention, and they found him and brought him in and brought him back to consciousness. And when he came back to consciousness, then Chintamani began to very much criticize Bilba Mangal, saying that if you had the same attachment to Krishna as you showed to me, being willing to cross over all kinds of obstacles to attain his transcendental body, same thing that you're showing just to attain my miserable temporary form, you would be such a great devotee. And when Bilba Mangal heard that, he had somewhat of a change of heart. Interestingly, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Chintamani decided that she was going to become a devotee and give up her profession. And Bilba Mangal didn't necessarily have that conviction at that time, although he felt great remorse and regret, but not being able to go anywhere because of the storm. So it says, he says that Mukil Kaviraj Goswami says that Chintamani stayed up all night and sang to Bilamangal Thakur songs of Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Perhaps she was singing from Gita Govinda. And those songs, they reawakened the bhav, previous life's bhav, spiritual attainment of Bilamangal Thakur. So in his previous life, he was already a Vaishnava who attained to this exalted state of bhava. However, that bhava remained dormant in him and didn't manifest until the time that Chintamani preached to him. And then Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami says when with this bhava awakened in him, then Bilvamangala made a determination that he was going to leave for Vrindavan. But he wanted to get it initiated, and so he sought out the Somagiri Vaishnav in the area, and he explained his situation from him, and he was initiated, and he was initiated by the Gopal Mantra. That's what I was looking for, that information. Which Gopal Mantra doesn't say, could be the 18 syllable mantra that ISKCON Gaudiya Vaishnavas receive. And then for some time he stayed with his guru, who gave him this name, Lila Sukha, because of his wonderful poetic ability. If devotees see, and there's quite a few songs, verses of this Krishna Karnamrita quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself actually found a copy of this Krishna Karnamrita, and he did it on his tour to South India, which was, and I forget the name of the village, it was in the name of the village that's just near Lokanath Maharaj's birthplace. And this year Mayapur, when I was speaking to Lokanath Maharaj, and there were pictures of the lost village, posters of the lost village video that Bhakti Bhai Bhav Maharaj had made. And I asked him whether are these pictures your village, and he said no, this is and then he said this is the village where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and where it describes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a village of pure devotees where they just read Krishna Karnamrita. Anyways, he was a very beautiful poetry, and although the subject matter is quite confidential, Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes with other gopis as well, and how Lila Sukha, Bilamangal Thakur himself as a gopi enters into those pastimes. Anyway, after some time in Vrindavan, after some time with his guru, then Bilamangal Thakur left, and he returned. He went to Vrindavan, and it's described that by receiving the Gopal Mantra, then that bhav really began to be nourished and manifest into prema, and he on the way to Vrindavan he had Spruti or Krishna manifest within his heart, and he saw Krishna's pastimes within his heart. But Bilvamangal was very much hankering to actually get direct darshan of Krishna, which when he finally reached Vrindavan, he did have. And then he lived in Vrindavan for 800 years by Brahmakund. His samadhi is there. And there he composed this Krishna Karnamrita and would sing wonderful songs. And there's another book that he also composed, and devotees would come for his association, and Krishna would personally come in here. That's why it is called Krishna Karnamrita. And then when he left this world, then he entered into those same pastimes he was describing. Srila Prabhupada describes one extra pastime, which is when on his way, Bilvamangal Thakur became attracted to a beautiful woman, Brahmani, and he followed her lustily to her home, and she told him that this Brahman is, told her husband that this Brahman is following me and he's propositioning me. And he said, well, he's a Brahman, he's a guest, you shouldn't refuse him, so you should accept him and satisfy him. And when the wife went to Bilvamangala Thakur, he again became so ashamed that still, although he was on the way to Vrindavan, still he was hankering after a member of the opposite sex. So he asked her for her hairpin, and he poked out his eyes, saying that my eyes are causing me so much obstacle, so much problem in achieving my goal, Krishna. He says, better that I don't have any eyes. And of course, it's a real show of determination. But over and above show of determination, it's interesting that someone who already has attained the transcendental platform, and this must be by Krishna's arrangement, it can't happen accidentally, because at the bhava stage one is free from such material attachment. But like Maharaj Chitraketu was on a platform of prema, but apparently he was in a situation where he committed an offense to Lord Shiva, although the Vaishnavas on the platform of prema don't commit offenses. Anyhow, it's such a wonderful story, and really does give one determination, encouragement to continue in Krishna consciousness despite whatever internal attractions may be there. If we remain dridharata, determined, certainly we will in the end achieve our destination. Hare Krishna.